Beautiful, he told her. She blushed. He buried his face in her neck, taking in her scent with a deep breath. He pressed a kiss to her mark and she moaned at the sensation. He trailed kisses down her neck to her collarbone, down her chest. She moaned as he gave her the attention she needed. He worshipped at the mountains of her body before moving lower. He could smell her desire mixing in with her usual scent. Her fingers found his hair. She gripped tightly and nudged him lower still. Rhys, she moaned impatiently. Relax, little bunny. I've got you. He needed to get rid of the rest of her clothes first. Her sleep shorts barely reached her thighs. His wolf panted at the sight of them. They're barely anything at all, he thought reverently. He traced the waistband of her shorts. She shivered as his fingers brushed against her rapidly flushing skin. If she thought that felt good, then she had no idea what was coming. I already ripped her shirt. Might as well finish the job. He glanced up and winked before making a fist to grab both her shorts and the fabric underneath. With one strong pull, her barriers fell away. There she was, his mate. He was aching painfully for her. His wolf strained as much as the rest of him. She had the nerve to look shy. Propped perfectly against her soft sheets and fluffed pillows, she was still self-conscious. His eyes scoured every inch of her flesh. He dreamt of this for so long. So many sleepless nights and cold showers, and finally, she was naked in front of him, yearning and waiting. Her voice shook, nerves, excitement, all of it channeled into a breathless scoff. What do you need? A command? He laughed at her bravado. I don't take orders, Trinity. I give them. His words served their purpose. She melted before him, a pool that he couldn't wait to dive into. First, he had to test the waters. He couldn't resist touching where she needed him most. She bucked closer to his fingers and away in an instant. She whimpered his name. He needed to know if these whimpers were as loud as she would get. Would she scream for him or go silent? Would she have demands? Or sink down for the ride of her life. He settled his head between her legs. Her thighs clenched in anticipation. What are you? Oh! He drowned in her scent there, lost in waves of apples and torrential rain that barely quenched his undying thirst. Her nails dug into his scalp as he devoured her. She grew louder, her voice pitched higher and higher. His wolf howled in unison. He felt what was coming next. Sweet oblivion on the horizon. Rhys, I... Let go, little bunny. Let go. A howl ripped from the core of her. She burst around and above him. When he heard her ecstasy, he knew he couldn't wait any longer.